found out a few things since the last time I spoke to you. Number one, you didn't shoot your dad.
Yeah, I talked to my brother.
Female deputy shot your dad. Last time we spoke, told you I'd probably want to ask you some more questions. Because we're... See, now I got a picture of the back. Now that it's turned light and everything like that, so hopefully I can bring things into a little clearer focus. Okay. And just like I did last time, let me reach your rights here again. Okay, you're suspected of committing assault with a deadly weapon. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you before and while being questioned. If you can't afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning at no cost to you. Do you understand each of the rights that I've explained?
Yes.
Okay. Having these rights in mind, do you want to talk to me about what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
I probably will get a lawyer. I'm not sure. My dad's trying to get a hold of his, but I have no problem answering any questions.
Okay, you have no problem answering questions?
None at all. Whatever you want to ask me.
Do you want a lawyer or not?
No.
Okay.
If he gets here later on, then he gets here.
All right. Okay. Let me close the door again. I think everybody in the world needs to be privy to this conversation. Okay. I don't smell any alcohol in your breath now, so... In a little more sobriety, let's start from the beginning.
Well, I've been going, I still don't remember a lot. There's still a lot of black in there.
Okay, let's start. Okay, 8:30 in the morning?
Pictures to wedding.
Okay.
Wedding to one.
Okay, when do you actually go to the wedding?
It was 11:30, we were at the church, the wedding went to, I think, about one. I'm not sure, I didn't have a watch on.
All right,
somewhere in there. After that, we drove up to the Memorial Building.
Okay.
Memorial Building was the dinner.
All right.
And,
okay, from 1 to 3, you're still waiting for your brother to make his speech.
No drinking. Maybe a sip of one or two. No drinking. Nothing full. Not a full beer or anything.
Okay, just maybe one or two sips of beer?
Sips of beer.
Okay.
That's... And after about 3, I can't even
around
be sure with the time yet.
I understand.
Kind of been a while, but
actually, Chad, I'm not holding you to, know, look, did you have a watch on that day?
No, I didn't watch.
Were you watching clocks all over the place?
No.
Okay. All right.
Somewhere after 3, he did a speech, we started drinking.
Okay. Now, for the whole day, how much do you think you had to drink?
No, maybe one or two beers an hour, maybe three in one of those hours, between 3 and 7.
Okay, 3 and 7, that's 4 hours.
Yes, and that's right after eating, too.
So that's eight beers?
That wasn't on an empty stomach, that was right after eating.
What did you have to eat?
Some shredded beef, rice and beans,
okay,
bread.
Whole plate full? I mean, was it mounded?
Yeah, it was a good size plate.
Okay.
Size plate.
All right. So you had something, you took a couple sips, and then at about 3, you ate?
Yes.
Okay, and then... For the next 4 hours, you have 2 to 3 beers.
Yep.
An hour, so that's 8 to. What's the maximum amount of beers you think you might have had?
Maybe 12. Not more than a 12 pack. Easily.
That's the absolute maximum.
Absolute max.
And the minimum would be 8.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And a few sips of peppermint schnapps.
All right.
That was like 3 sips of peppermint schnapps. Nothing in excess.
Okay, and did we toast any,
No. Oh, champagne toast. One champagne. That's all I drink.
Okay, just a glass of champagne there?
Yep.
A little smaller. Okay. 3 or 4 ounce glass of champagne?
Yeah. One's in total.
So, 7 o'clock, now you were told me before that you were talking to your...
Lacey's boyfriend.
Lacey's...
My sister's boyfriend.
Lacey's boyfriend, Mayo.
Yes.
And Mayo was thinking about joining the military.
Yes.
Do you remember which branch he was thinking about joining or anything?
I, I don't think it was even a part of the subject, just the military in general.
Okay, he was just kind of...
Yeah, he was just interested in the...
Okay. Did he come seek your advice, or did you...
Well, we just started talking about it. He's okay. Talked about it with me before, so it wasn't the first time.
All right. And he told me that Lacey got upset.
Yep. She got upset.
Do you know why she got upset?
I had no idea. No idea at that time.
Were you monopolizing Mayo?
I think that might have been why. I'm not sure. I can't.
How long did you and Mayo talk with you?
Oh, it was a good 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Good amount of time. We talked for a while.
Were you at all rude to Lacey and thought, hey, you know, shut the fuck up?
No. I wasn't rude to her.
So she was... Might have been a little upset that you might
Thinking
have been monopolizing
time. Yes.
Miles' time a little
yes.
bit. Okay. So after about 15, 20 minutes, how does Lacey show that she's upset?
She kind of just got mad, walked away, and then my wife, it's real cloudy about where my wife, when she came up, I think she tried telling me, come sit down or go home or something.
Okay.
So then she was mad, and I didn't talk to her, and I couldn't be, there's nothing you can say when this person's mad at you to make them, you know, feel even better, so.
Okay, so
that was in the dance room area.
Okay, so Kelly's, so you're talking to Mayo in the dance room area?
No, I was talking to him in the hallway by the bathroom.
Okay, all right.
In the hallway by the bathroom. I followed my wife, she went and sat down inside, and I went and sat down with her and talked to her. And she got up and walked away, and as I was getting up to walk away, my sister was in my face. Saying, "Nah, leave her alone. I got up and walked after her, and she did it again in the hallway this time when we walked out, and it was in the hallway. She tried pushing me back.
Your sister?
Yes. Leave her alone. I pushed my sister out of the way and went after her.
So your sister pushed you and you pushed her back?
Yes, basically is what it was. I moved her out of my way. Okay. I wouldn't say it was a push. It was a move out of my way type of
push. Okay, you just kind of brushed her aside.
Like I said before, I don't know if I pushed her down or she fell down, but I pushed her out of my way. As I was getting towards the door, the security guards, they grabbed me.
Three of them?
Yeah. It was three that I remember.
Okay.
The two that were holding me and the one in the center in the back with his hand.
That
was when I was pinned in the corner right up the door and then right there. I was pinned right there.
Okay, and the security guard's got his
hand on my throat.
And what do you tell him again?
I told him I was going to give him 10 seconds to let me go.
Okay.
And then at that time, family members jumped in and
pushed
me up the door.
Do you start counting?
I started to count, yes.
Where did you start counting from, 1 or 10?
I think from, I'm not sure, I think from like 9. 9, I hit 5 and I was out the door already, so I didn't
Okay, so you start 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
And I was out the door.
And your dad came in and interceded in your bed?
Yeah, my dad was there. I don't know who else pushed me out the door. I believe my Aunt Mary did.
Okay.
And then I was out the door, and that was it. And that's...
No, they just push you out the door and then close the door
behind
you?
I remember that my back was turned to the door. I don't remember if the door closed behind me.
Okay.
I was walked outside and I started walking away on my own.
Now, before they start pushing you, or did they say anything before they start pushing you?
No, I don't remember. I remember the security guard saying, "Hey, you don't push women around." And I was really
okay.
Thrown in the corner there. That's when all that.
All right, but your mom or your dad and your Aunt Mary, did they? When they started pushing you towards the door, did they say
They just
anything?
Said, let's go. You're not going to be able to come back in here again.
Okay, so they're telling you to leave the party.
Leave, yes.
You're not going to be able to come back.
And
again.
I left. I did leave. I know I had some words with them. I'm not even sure what I said now. But I know I did. I was yelling some stuff at them.
Angry stuff?
Just about being a veteran and, you know, you shouldn't treat people like that. And
you're a vet and shouldn't get kicked out of the vet's hall.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember a whole lot of what I said. I walked home.
Did that upset you getting kicked in a vet?
Yes, it did.
Putting in 8 hard years for the country? And
you don't mind if I start crying?
No, that's all right. No, like I said, Chad, I'm trying to get it to the bottom. We already determined that you didn't shoot your dad, which should take a hell of a lot of weight off your shoulders. And we've been working on this pretty much all weekend, and so I'm just trying to get at the truth here. Okay, so you're upset.
And I started walking away.
At the security guard?
Yeah.
And you're upset at the fact that, you know, you're a vet and you should be allowed in the vet's hall.
Yeah.
So you start walking away and you run into Scott.
He started. He walked me home, I guess. I don't. The whole conversation between me and him, I do not remember.
Okay.
I know he walked with me. He was trying to calm me down.
Okay, so his general theme is
he's calming me down.
He's trying to calm
me
down.
I believe I was fine. To tell you the truth, between him leaving me, I get into my house. I know what I got at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you before, I wasn't sure how I grabbed the gun, what gun I even grabbed. I don't remember unlocking no lock off of it. My mom stopped me, and I was back up there. That's fast. And I don't remember nothing else. From the time Scott left me, I don't even remember. I got to walk down these long stairs, flights of stairs. I don't remember that. Walking down the stairs to get to my house, I don't remember.
Okay. But you go into your house, and Brittany Gonzalez and Curtis Grimes are in there taking care of your son.
Yep. I walked straight into the bedroom.
Was your did your mom go to this?
I guess they were following me.
Okay.
She was there. They were up there.
Your mom was at the wedding originally.
Yes, and her and my wife followed me all the way back as Scott was talking to me. That's
okay.
What they told me. I didn't see it.
That's what they told you later.
Yeah, I didn't see them. They said they were following me. But it makes more sense when my mom was there as I was leaving the house.
Okay.
That's where she came in.
So you go into your, now is this armoire in your bedroom?
Yes, it's in my bedroom.
Go into your bedroom. What did you do first? Take off the jacket?
I took off my tuxedo stuff.
Okay.
And I looked for my Class A jacket.
I
got it on, and I went for the gun.
Okay.
From that, when I grabbed the gun, I don't remember anything about that again, like I told you. I don't remember grabbing my gun, my brother's gun. If it was my gun, I had a lock on my gun. My gun, I told you before, I don't keep my gun loaded. I do keep my gun loaded. My brother's gun's loaded, but I have a lock on my gun. And I have a single action like I told you before.
Now you've got me totally confused.
Well, because I told you before that...
I believe it's your gun that we're talking about.
Yeah. I do keep my gun.
The gun
that
we found out at the scene is consistent with the one that you described.
It's 10 millimeter.
10 millimeter.
It's registered in my father. It's actually my father's gun, but
okay.
It's in my home. He lets me, you know, protect my home with it. I do keep it loaded, but I don't ever remember taking a lock off of it.
Where do you keep the key for the lock?
It's in the bag.
Okay.
It's in the bag with the gun. So it's possible. Yeah, I grabbed it. I don't remember that. I do remember.
You always keep, and this is a lock on the trigger?
Yes,
trigger
lock, yes.
So, and you always keep that on without fail?
Yes, without fail. It's always on. I've never taken off, like I told you last time.
Okay.
It's been 3, 4, 5, 6 months since I've even touched a gun. My wife touched it last to move it, and I don't ever touch it.
Has your wife ever shot it without you?
No, never. She won't even touch it.
She's
moved it in the bag, put it up there, and that was it.
Your wife doesn't like guns?
No, I don't. She's Canadian. They're not allowed to have guns.
Okay.
I think my brother even moved them. I'm not sure.
All right.
But I do remember you asked me before if I pulled the hammer back because I was loading it. Well, no, but I did remember slapping a magazine back in. Maybe, I think I was checking.
Do you remember where you slapped the magazine in before you went out of the house or after?
It was in the house. See, that's where it's all cloudy. But I remember slapping the magazine in.
Okay.
But that's why I think I was confused. Did I have it loaded? Did I not have it loaded? No, I always keep it loaded. It's always loaded. But a lot of time to think, it's always loaded. I always have a lock on it.
Okay. Now you go out of the house, you get out of the house, and last time that we talked, you told me that when you got out of the house, you remember that's when you charged the weapon?
No, I didn't charge it. I didn't.
You didn't charge it at all?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
So you had time to think.
That's where I was foggy. I wasn't sure. Did I charge it? I slapped the magazine in, but no, it was already loaded.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped the magazine and slapped it back in. That I remember it clear, but I didn't do nothing else.
Okay. Now you normally keep this because the picture you gave me last time, and like I said, I'm a real visual type person.
Yes.
The picture you gave me last time is you got the gun in the case here, and you got a magazine next to it.
I do have a magazine next to it. It's an empty magazine.
But you normally keep it with a full magazine
and loaded.
Okay. Do you normally keep it with one in the chamber as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So.
Well, yes. Yeah. I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
That's all right. No. I do too.
Yeah.
You know, my for home protection, what the hell good is it to, you know, if you got a, you know, go wrecking your goddamn slide.
Never had a gun.
And the bad boy's coming in the house to come get you. Okay, so you normally keep it loaded and charged.
One in the chamber with the magazine.
All right. Yep. And you normally keep the hammer dropped?
Yes, always. It's never charged.
Okay. And you normally keep...
Trigger lock on.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Trigger lock on, magazine in, bullet in the chamber, hammer dropped.
Yep. Okay. Key in the bag.
So somehow you end up walking out of the house, or you tell me that in the house you dropped the magazine?
I don't remember if it was in or out of the house.
Okay. In or out of the house.
Like I told you last time, I wasn't sure if I did I charge it or not, but I was positive dropping the magazine and slapping it back in.
Okay.
And that's where none of it didn't make sense to me why I would do that either if I didn't have a loaded gun. But I always kept it loaded.
Okay. So, and when you say you dropped the magazine, what did you do? Check to see if it had any bullets in it?
I think I just dropped it and slammed it back.
Okay.
I think that's all I did.
Any reason why you would do that?
Out of habit? I have no idea. Just a habit to check, make sure it's there.
Is that what you did in the military, is make sure your magazine...
Yeah, it's, you know, you're always slapping your magazine. Always slapping magazine.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that because having a SIG, I've had the malfunction drill where you go bang, slap, nothing there.
Slap, pull, observe, look,
yep.
You know.
Okay. So, you go... And then you told me that when you left the house, you kind of brushed past your mom.
Yeah.
So she'd shown up from the wedding in your house.
Yeah.
Do you remember saying anything to her or her saying
just
anything?
Just
get
out, get out of my way.
Okay.
I don't remember anything what else I told her.
Okay. And then you walked from the house back toward
up to the memorial building.
Yeah, the memorial building.
Mm-hmm.
And you still got. And you're carrying the gun?
I had the gun, yes, underneath my jacket.
Underneath your jacket,
yep.
In your right hand, so you had your right hand tucked in the left side of your jacket.
Yep.
Okay. And when you go walking up to the memorial building, do you remember where it is your dad first confronts you?
It was out front towards the street. Well, let's see. This is the street over here.
Right.
Correct? Yeah, it's back over here towards the street.
Okay, I'll put a...
Yeah, the street was over there. He confronted me somewhere over here.
Okay, over by.
I think he came from around the. I remember where I saw my dad, but I remember hearing him and seeing him. I came up this way and I came up this way. There's stairs over here. I went up the stairs. He stayed here. I said, "Hey, look, Dad, stay away from me."
Okay, this is one set of stairs right here.
Yes.
That's.
This is the second door that I was at, and then down in here, I believe, is where my dad tackled me.
Okay.
I think these are the stairs I told you. They're not as big as I remember them, but I think it was down in here that is where I was. I'm not...
This is a blown-up picture.
Yeah.
Okay, so... This is...
That's the second door, I believe.
That's door number two.
Yes.
Okay, so you try door number two, and that's where your dad tackled
you. That's where he got me, right in there.
Okay. Okay, I'll put an X with a circle around it right here where you're...
And from that minute on, as soon as he tackled me, I had no gun in my hand.
Okay.
He had disarmed me as soon as he got me.
All right. How soon after...
All
right. We started...
I came down the stairs. Well, basically, I went for the door. I could turn around. My dad was there. We fell down. He disarmed me. I got the gun. I've disarmed him. I remember hearing it, and the gun went off. It discharged. I guess this is the direction towards that truck in there.
Right.
Because it went that way. It discharged.
That's exactly what you did. You didn't kill the truck. You injured it.
Yeah. I did. I didn't have the gun in my hand. I know I didn't, because my hands are free when it was discharged. And at that instant... Why? I don't know why he did it, but I think my dad was getting up. He was getting up, and his back, he was facing me, and his back was to the officer.
Okay.
That's when I heard the second shot.
All right.
And I told you, like I told you last time, the minutes, you know, minutes and seconds are going. We counted 4 seconds last time. I know what it was. My brother said it was almost a minute, maybe a little more than a minute, okay, between the two shots.
That's all right.
My dad went down. I saw the off. That's why I said I saw the deputy. She had her gun pointed, and my dad was shot. And I was telling her, you shot my dad, you shot my dad.
Okay.
From then to hitting the ground, I was on the ground faster than I could blink, I was on the ground.
Okay. You hear this shot from the officer. She shot your dad. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I told her.
Okay, before that, you told me that you dropped the gun?
My dad had taken it away from me.
He disarmed you?
He disarmed me. Whether he dropped it...
How much before that?
It was before it went off. It could have been like a simultaneous thing that he grabbed it, boom, or he grabbed it, dropped it, and boom. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you're saying that you didn't have hold of the gun when it went off?
I couldn't have. It happened so quickly. And because he had it out of my hand, and he was on top of me, and then he got shot. It happened so quick, I can't remember. Yeah, did I have it, and I fired it as he pulled it out of my hand? But I remember him saying he had it.
Okay.
I have the gun. I've disarmed him. I've got it.
Is he just telling you, or is he telling
someone else? No, he's yelling this to them. He's yelling this to them the whole time. He's yelling this to them.
Now, the other night, you couldn't see any police officers.
No, she's the first one I saw.
She's the first one you saw?
She's the first one I saw.
Okay.
First one.
So let me see if I understand this right. You're telling me that bang, from your gun.
Yes.
And at about that time, you lose your gun.
You don't have your gun
in your hand.
My hands are even. When my dad was on top of me, I had nowhere to go. My hands were empty. And that's when I heard the second boom, and my dad fell over. I mean, there was a... Oh. I can tell you...
Did you get up onto
time.
This...
No.
You never got up?
No, I didn't get up there. I was with my dad the whole time. I stayed with my dad. I kept yelling, you shot my dad. I remember that. And then after that, I blanked out. I just remember being on the ground.
Okay, before you...
Hands, pepper spray.
Okay, before your dad gets up to... before you and your dad get in the... confrontation before he grabs you. Were you up on this landing at all where I marked door number 3?
That could have been the first door, that could have been the second door.
Okay.
I'm serious, I'm not positive.
Understand.
I'm not positive. I'm not.
Okay.
But
so this could have been door number 1.
It could have been door number 1, it could have been door number 2.
Yeah.
It could have been. But I don't think so. I think this was door number 2.
Okay.
And the next door is back here.
All right.
Because I remember blocking my view, and there's another little stairway underneath this, I believe, where me and my dad were.
Okay.
Because I couldn't see the street till I was actually out, handcuffed. Okay. I don't remember seeing it.
I think this is...
I mean, I could be wrong.
All right. That's all right.
It's all foggy still. A lot of it.
Okay. You kind of interrupted my train of thought.
Oh, sorry.
You first see your dad somewhere out here by the street.
Yep.
And he's telling you...
No, don't do this.
Blasey. What do you do? What's your reaction?
Oh, I just came around the building. And
okay.
I came over to the stairwell. He wasn't gonna leave me alone. I came around and I checked the door. The first door I checked,
right,
it was locked. And then my dad came up. I said, Dad, stay away from me. I pointed the gun at him.
That's when you pointed the gun at him.
And he did. He stayed away. Oh, don't do this. And like I said, that second door happened so quick. I don't even think I checked the second door. That's how fast I checked.
Let me ask you this. You check the first door, and you tell your dad is kind of coming up, you know, I don't want to say coming after you, but he's kind of, hey, you know, won't leave you alone.
He's just basically talking.
Okay.
He was talking to me the whole time.
And then you point the gun at him.
I just told him, stay away, Dad.
Stay away, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you keep him covered as you're going to check the second door?
No, the second door, no, I didn't.
How long are you pointing the gun at him?
Oh, 5 seconds? No, I mean, no more than 10 seconds. I was like up and he backed off and that was about it.
Okay.
I didn't. The second door,
So you go check the second door, and that's when he grabs you. How does he grab you?
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure the gun arm went first, okay. And he grabbed it.
I tell you what, I'm not wearing a gun. You ain't wearing a gun this time. I'm your dad. Tell me what to do.
I was here, and I went to turn, and that's where he got the gun away from me.
Okay. I tell you what, I'm you. So you tell me what to do.
Well, he was the other way. I was the other way because I was coming down this way. I'm pretty sure he grabbed it like that.
Face to face.
Yeah, he took me down. Just like they do. He was taught.
Okay.
He took me down.
So he's
the stairs.
Okay.
He's got me, and that's the gun. And he somewhere between falling there, but he had control of my arm when we fell. And whether or not when we were down on the ground, he was rolling, and he pulled the gun out, and that's when it discharged. See, that I don't remember. It could have happened, but that boom, it went off, and that's when he said, I got the gun, he was up on top of me. I was on the ground, I have no guns in my hands, I was like this, and he's laying on top of me.
Slow down just a second, let me describe it here. You grabbed me by the left.
My dad grabbed me.
Okay, and you've got my right arm. You've got your right arm on my left arm. Or you've got your left arm on my right arm. Sorry.
Okay, gun's here.
Gun's here and my right arm.
Yes.
And then what you did is you grabbed my
dad. Well, see, it happens.
My shoulder.
It happened so quick, yeah. He brought me down.
Pushed me on the ground.
I think he rolled, I rolled, and somewhere in all that it went off. But I remember, boom, I've got the gun.
Okay. For the gun to go off, we both agree that it has to be charged and hammered back.
Yes.
Do you know how the hammer got back?
No. I never remember charging that gun.
Okay. And that gun's got a grip safety on it,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Do you know how the grip safety came off?
No.
Okay.
No, I have no idea how
the grip safety we found over by, and they found your wallet there. Your wallet was still there, so.
Thank God.
So the wallet is there. And there's
at least of my worries, I'm worried about my wallet.
You know, little pieces of the puzzle here. We found the grip guard completely off the gun. Do you know how that?
Not at all. I could have fell. I'm serious. From when I left the front door of my house to getting up, those stairs. I don't remember ever walking down them or going up them. It's a total blank. Them stairs. I don't remember those stairs.
Do you remember having any bullets in your pants or anything like
nope.
that? Taking
nope.
any bullets out of the gun?
No. Nope.
Because we find, in addition, you know, in the spot where you ultimately get arrested mm-hmm. and everything like that, we find your wallet, we find this, the grip safety,
mm-hmm.
and we find a bullet.
I could have charged it.
Okay.
As simple as it is. I did that. I had
Because what we do is we find, you know what a stovepipe is, right?
No.
Stovepipe is where the bullet ejects.
Yes.
You know, it goes to eject the bullet, and the bullet gets caught in
yes,
the ejector.
Yes, that gun always does that. It's always done that.
That gun always does that?
Yes.
Okay.
It always does that. And
well,
it can never fire two consecutive rounds.
That's how we found the gun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're wondering how we find a live bullet out on the ground. And a stovepipe, you see what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
If we found a stovepipe in there, that thing ain't gonna.
Yeah,
it means you didn't recycle it.
Yeah. I don't ever remember doing it. It could have. I mean, that could have been in between. Like I said, I remember checking the magazine. Could I have done it? Yeah. Could one fall out of the magazine? That's possible too. But I remember slapping the magazine. No time do I remember.
You don't remember charging the gun a second time.
No.
You don't charge a gun back there.
I never had it. When it went off, it was out of my like I said, it was out of my head. My dad had it, and that was it.
All right,
that was it.
You don't remember having the gun in your hands just shortly before
the deputy? No.
You see the deputy?
No.
Because that's what her story is. Her story is she sees you coming around. She sees your dad trying to wrestle the gun out of your hands after the first shot.
It's possible.
Let me tell you what her story is. she sees the gun, you know, and your dad's wrestling with you, and the gun's coming around to her, and bang,
shoots. It's possible, but I remember my dad saying, I've got it.
Okay.
I remember that. He said, I've got it.
All right.
It's very possible. I don't remember a lot of that. Just bits and pieces. I could have charged it. Could have done a lot more.
All right. Saying that they saw you, this would be just before, I guess, your dad, and you started struggling, you up, and they're saying this door right here.
That could have been the second door, possibly, could have been the second door.
And they're saying that they're just seeing you, and you're not pointing at anybody, you're just kind of got the gun at port arms here,
yeah,
pointing it up.
Very possible.
And then that's when
that could have been. I'm very. What door's which? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Did you ever try to go around to the front doors?
No,
at all. Okay, so no, I never from your house around. You came
right here. That was it.
Right to
yeah,
the back.
Yeah, right
here.
In the back.
Okay. Reason we were asking is security guards had gotten word that you were back up. You're on your way back up there with a gun. And everybody's bolting and locking doors
yeah,
and telling people to get down inside.
I didn't ever go to the front.
Okay. So, all right. Anything else you remember that I didn't cover?
No. I can't remember anything.
All right.
Best of my knowledge is what I remember. I could have anything happened yet.
Yeah, like I said, Chad, we're slowly straightening this out.
What's worse than that could happen to me?
Worst that could happen is you go to prison. That could be the worst thing happening to you. You don't have any criminal records?
No. Nothing. Never even had a driving speeding ticket.
Well, I'll leave it up. I can't tell you what's going to happen because it's not up to me.
Yeah.
But you play the judge. Here you've got this parade of folks coming through Ventura County, these little gangsters and peeps and shit like that, coming through, they're shooting and stabbing each other and everything like that. Here you got this young man coming through who served his country for 8 years, goes out, works for Caltrans, trying to support a family and everything like that, and has this one fuck up. But before that, his life is exemplary. Send that guy to prison? As a judge, I wouldn't send him to prison.
I can never blame anybody for it, though.
No.
Couldn't blame anybody.
No. But I'm just saying, you have to be the judge of that. I can't tell you.
Could I hope to get out on, my own recognizance, seek, VA medical treatment? Could I hope for all that? Is that feasible?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm seriously looking at here. And this is the reason for talking to you and trying to get your story and, what is, we're looking at the assault with a deadly weapon thing. Because you've got three charges, assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing a gun in the presence of a peace officer, and carrying a gun around. And those two are pretty much givens. The brandishing the gun, in other words, pointing the gun at your dad, or brandishing a gun, peace officer, you're pointing it around. And right now, the assault with a deadly weapon is, you're sitting there, supposedly, you tell me that you point the
gun
at your
dad.
Whether DA files that or not, I don't know.
I've heard no one's talked to my dad either. My dad's still in the hospital?
No, they've talked to him. He was kind of in and out of a little groggy, and they've talked to him, and they're probably going to try and talk to him again today, in hopes that he, is feeling a little better. We're getting there. We're getting there, Chad.
But it is possible to, you know, on my own recognizance, seek counseling and, you know, do community time. It is possible.
That's possible. I mean, you know, one end of the spectrum is probation.
Yeah.
Straight probation. The other end of the spectrum is prison. The judge is the one that has the control over all that. And if I sit there and I tell you, hey, Chad, you know what, you're going to get probation, or hey, Chad, no, you're going to prison. If I tell you either one of those and it doesn't happen, you're going to get pissed at me.
Yeah,
I want you pissed at me because I deal
in... I did it. No one put me. I did.
But I deal in truth.
Yeah.
And the truth is I don't make that
decision.
Yeah. You know, however, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road when you and I meet, you know, I got my grandkids and everything like that, and you see me out on the streets, I don't want you saying, you know, that fucking Powers, he told me I was going to get probation and I got prison.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, that son of a bitch, he really scared the shit out of me because he told me I was going to get prison and all I got was probation.
So I could just get
one or the other.
Probation or in between.
One or the other.
Oh, really? There's no in between.
Well, yeah, there's a lot in between.
Okay.
Prison is one, probation is the other, a little jail time, a lot of jail time, a little prison, a lot of prison.
I hope no jack and I can only hope no jail time.
Okay.
I already called my family and that I have to kick them out in the streets.
God. Yeah. You know, that's why I'm trying to take all this into consideration, is to present, you know, the dominant theme that I get from you is, you know what, I fucked up, and I'm really sorry about what happened. That's a very dominant theme, and that's very important when this all goes to court and it's all pretty much said and done with. That's very important in sentencing. Because if you got the one guy who's sitting there telling you, oh, fuck it, you know, this is what I do for a living. You know, okay, so someone got shot. Hey, no big fucking deal. But yet you got the other guy like yourself. You're on the other end of the spectrum. I mean, this is, you know, this is the biggest fuck up of your life. And you're sitting there going, yeah, you know, I'm just really sorry. And no, this won't ever happen again. You know, this isn't, because we talked about, you told me that this has never happened before. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
Never been in a fight
before. Never been in a fight before. So, you know, how old are you now?
26.
You know, you live 26 years, a good clean living, and you don't make one fuck up. Not that it's a good fuck up. You know, it's a sizable one. But
your family's disowned me, and my dad's in the hospital.
Your family's your mom?
My aunt, my cousin's wedding, all of them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw you had some visits here.
Yeah, my wife and my mom.
How they doing?
Yeah, they're doing.
How's your mom doing?
She's hurting. She's doing.
Okay.
Just worried about my wife and kid.
Yeah, there you go. This will all pass.
Do you have any idea about when I'll go to court tomorrow?
1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And you go over to, I believe it's Division 12, 1:30 in the afternoon. One way or the other, you get some kind of decision tomorrow. Yeah.
I do appreciate everything. I mean, you're helping me remember, and I've remembered a little more as much as possible, but there's some still real black spots.
You still got my card, right?
Yeah, I still got it. Okay. Yeah.
Like I say, if you remember something else, you feel that it's going to be pertinent or something.
I've had nothing but time,
I'm
sure. Could I have? Yes, I could have done this. I could have done that. There's this big black spot in there that I really don't remember nothing of. The stairs, the bottom, the walking down and walking up the stairs. I don't remember anything in there.
And also have my photograph. People come in and they're going to take a picture of you. Take some pictures of you.
My car.
Take a picture of that left shoulder there that you told me you thought was tree branch scratch.
Yeah,
did you tuck your wife?
No,
okay.
I don't know what it is, but I'll see a doctor soon, isn't it? I'm losing a lot of feeling. I think it's just, you know, it's a little sore from those cuffs, but it's not big too. It's no big, I can still move. It's the least of my problems with the wall. It's the least of my problems right now.
Okay. All right, let me go get my photo people. Anything else that you can think of that you didn't go over that you think?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Like you said, I mean, I could have charged it. I could have popped the magazine out and round fall, it fell out. I could have, many, a million different things I could have done.
All right, let me go get my photo people over here. And we'll be back in just a
minute. Okay.
After about 10 or 15 minutes here, I went out and found someone who kind of sketched the scene. All right, this is the work building. This is that green truck. This is the white one. There's a door here, a door there. There's a landing. There's some stairs. And to kind of put the two together,
here, and that corner's up there.
Yeah.
And that stairwell is, yeah, right there.
Yeah, this is, this is kind of like this. This is this truck here, and this is the old green one, the one with the bullet hole in it. There's a landing up here. There's kind of a, couple steps up here, kind of a small landing, and then the stairs go up this way. Stairs go up this way, and then the stairs go up this way. And when you first come in here, and here's Second Street, mm-hmm. Where do you first see your dad?
Yeah, it'd be somewhere over here coming around the building.
Okay, let's put D1. Okay, so he's coming from this direction?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure, I couldn't be positive.
But
pretty sure.
Pretty sure,
yeah.
He's coming.
He's coming.
Okay, and you first encountered Dad One there, and that's when he's...
I don't remember, I mean, I'm positive I saw him over there, but I really only remember him over here.
Okay.
As he was following up behind me.
Okay, so you continue past him.
Yeah.
And
I'm pretty sure, I can't, I'm not positive where I...
You take the pen and kind of draw where your next movement after you see Dad.
Well, I came up from here.
Okay.
I came up in the...